Hello and welcome to episode 20 of Teacher's Lounge Radio, where you'll find tips, tricks, and tools for your elementary school classroom. My name is Shannon, your host, and I'm excited to bring some new information to you today, so let's get started. The book of the week is Teaching Outside the Box, How to Grab Your Students by Their Brains, by Lou Ann Johnson. I read this book and was a little surprised to find that it wasn't what I was expecting it to be. I thought it would be a little bit more about how to engage students and how to really use the brain research to help you teach effectively. The reality is you can't judge a book by its cover. This book is really designed for pre-service teachers. The idea is to help them decide if teaching is truly what they want to be doing. It kind of paints a picture of what teaching actually looks like for those of us who are teachers. We know that often people have misconceptions about what our job really is. So this book really is designed for people who are trying to decide if education is the correct path for them. So I would really only recommend this book to people who are considering entering the profession. It's 297 pages long. It's got a lot of information, and it will help you think critically about whether or not this is the right career for you. The song of the week is called The President's Song. Now, I've been looking for this song for quite some time. When I was younger, I had a CD of, I believe it was from the cartoon show The Animaniacs, but anyways, that's not important. I had a CD of a bunch of silly songs, and one of them was The President's Song, and I used that song to help me memorize the order of the presidents. Well, I was searching on iTunes recently, and I bumped into The President's Song, sung by the Broadway Kids. This is, in fact, the same song that I remember learning when I was younger. It's very silly. Really, it's used to learn the order of the presidents and all the names of the presidents. The lyrics in between are just kind of funny. They're goofy. They're not going to really give you much information about the presidents. But if you need kids to learn the order of the presidents, memorize them all, this is a fun, silly song to use.
George Washington was the first to see. He once chopped down a cherry tree.
President number two would be John Adams, and then number three.
Tom Jefferson stayed up to write the Constitution late at night. So he and his wife had a great big fight. She made him sleep on the couch all night.
James Madison never had a son, and he fought the War of 1812.
James Monroe's colossal nose was bigger than Pinocchio's. John Quincy Adams was number six, and it's Andrew Jackson's butt he kicks.
So Jackson learns to play politics. Next time he's the one that country.
How he plays, that guy was dead in 30 days.
John Tyler, he liked country folk.
And after him came President Polk.
Zachary Taylor liked to smoke. His breath killed friends whenever he spoke.
1850, really nifty Miller, Fillmore's in.
Young and fierce was Franklin Pierce, the man without a chin.
Follows next a period spent in 4 long years with James Buchanan.
Then the South are shooting cannon, and we've got a civil war.
Gotta teach the language, but gotta learn it fast. Don't stress about it. Try a language learning task.
This week's English language learner strategy is called Four Corners. In this strategy, you ask your students a question and allow the students to go to different corners in order to give the answer. So you have to really let them know which answer is in which corner. Once they get to the corner that they agree with, they have the opportunity to discuss their answer with classmates and really be able to work it out. I've used this in the past for different things. If we're doing some kind of a opinion worksheet or something like that, or I want the students to be able to form their answer before they begin writing, I use four corners, pose the question, allow students to go discuss their answer with people who agree with them, come up with an answer themselves. It also allows a good opportunity to give students time to really formulate their opinion. And then when you go to share, you know you have four different viewpoints around the room.
Need some materials? Something from the internet? Someone's already done it. It's a safe bet. With a giant World Wide Web and tons of megabytes, where should you start? Try these websites.
The website of the week is really a teacher's helper. It's JupiterGrades.com. This is a free web-based gradebook that I have used myself in my classroom. I found it very handy. I love having a web-based gradebook because then I can work on grades at my home computer, at any of the computers in my classroom, or wherever I have access to it. I find that very helpful. You're able to log in, create your classes, enter your grades. You can change things that you need to change. It's very flexible and it's very teacher friendly. I also like that I could create a TA mode as well, which is something that I used with my student teachers, or that I had it available so if I needed a parent to enter some things for me, I could have that done as well. You can upgrade from the free account in order to give parents notification and access into it. And you can set it up so that you can enter parent emails and they can get reports. So it is very interactive and it's very user friendly. And the best part is the basic level, the free level, will do pretty much everything you need in order to have a grade book. So I find that very useful. You can print reports for kids, including the infamous missing work report, and you can also print progress reports. I found this very user friendly, like I said, and it's a great tool for teachers. So check out JupiterGrades.com.
Uncommon uses for common things.
Very young students need lots of practice with their letter formation skills. A great way to do this is by using letter baggies. There are lots of common things that you can use to put inside the letter baggies in order to give students the practice they need. All you need are some Ziploc baggies. You want to make sure that they seal off good. Get the double zip if you have to. And you can put things like sand, paint, glue with food coloring in it, shaving cream, or hair gel. All of these things are very tactile, so when you fill it in the baggie, seal it off, students can manipulate the baggie in order to trace their numbers or trace their letters and get that practice that they need. My favorite one is the hair gel because there's lots of odd color hair gels and some of them even have glitter in them now. So you can have a lot of fun with that and it looks really kind of pretty for the kids. Kids can use their fingers or they can use Q-tips to get the practice that they need. But this is a very easy, inexpensive way to give students something a little more fun than paper and pencil practice. And that'll do it for episode 20 of Teacher's Lounge Radio. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. If you're looking for the latest information on new episodes, Teacher's Lounge Radio does have a Facebook account at facebook.com/Teacher's Lounge Radio. You can follow on Twitter. We are Teacher's Radio. The show notes and links to everything that I've discussed today is found on teachersloungeradio.blogspot.com. There you can leave a comment, let me know what you like. Please help spread the word to fellow educators out there. Teachers Lounge Radio is also available to download on iTunes. If you could please take a moment to rate the podcast or leave a review, I would greatly appreciate that. Our parting thought from the day comes from Oprah Winfrey. For every one of us that succeeds, it's because there's somebody out there to show you the way out. The light doesn't always necessarily have to be in your family. For me, it was teachers and school.